all have sinned. And therefore, everyone will have to die for his own sin. So who would be qualified to die for someone else's sin?
It's
only those who are, only he who is sinless. But in this world, there's no righteous, no one righteous.
完全没有一个也没有,
not even one.
只有耶稣基督,
except for Jesus Christ, who was altogether righteous.
也只有他最有资格为做世人的罪受死,
and therefore, he's the only one who's qualified to die for sinners.
因为耶稣基督的死可以使我们人得到自由。
So, because of his substitutionary death, we can be free.
因为他的死，人可以得到盼望。
And because of his death, we can have hope.
人可以得到永恒的生命。
We can have eternal life.
各位朋友，你是否感到人生没有意义呢？
Friends, do you feel that life is meaningless?
耶稣基督来到这个世界上是为了你而来。
Jesus Christ came to this world for you. He is the most precious gift God has prepared for you. He will make your life meaningful again. Now, would you be willing to come and receive him as your personal savior?
第二点, 耶稣基督的另外一个名字是称为测试。
The second name of this Jesus Christ is Counselor.
测试是指一个有谋略的顾问。
A counselor is someone who's a wise advisor.
测试是指导师。
Maybe an instructor.
教师。
Teacher.
或者是辅导者。
Or advisor.
在这个败坏的世界里面，人和人之间发生了矛盾。
In this corrupt world, there is much conflict between man and man.
人要面对着罪所带来的困扰。
Man faced the trouble that brought about by their own sin.
人要面对罪所带来的痛苦、疾病、忧伤。
And the suffering, the illness, and sadness.
谁能带给我们安慰呢?
Who can bring us comfort?
唯有耶稣基督, 他是测试, 他的话语带给我们安慰。
Only Jesus Christ, who as a counselor, can bring us comfort through his words.
耶稣是测试。
Jesus is our counselor.
人类犯罪离开了神。
People have sinned and walked away from God. Now God is the designer of the salvation plan for human. He has designed a grand plan to save the human race. So Jesus Christ is the executor of this plan. He will save us from our sin. And that's why he willingly walked the way of the cross and finally giving up his life there.
当他在十字架上的时候，他讲了一句最后的一句话， 成了。
So when he breathed his last breath on the cross, he said, "It is finished."
当他断气的时候，圣殿里面的幔子从上到下裂开，成了两半。
And as that happened, the veil in the holy temple split from top to bottom into two.
这个裂开的幔子表示了耶稣基督已经除去了人跟神之间的鸿沟。And
this splitting of the veil in the holy temple indicates that the death of Christ removed the gap between people and God.
人可以借着耶稣基督来到神的面前。
Through Jesus Christ, people can come before God.
人可以借着耶稣基督来得到那永恒的生命。
And they can come before God to receive the eternal life.
罪不再捆绑我们了。
We're no longer bound by sin.
我们不再做罪的奴仆。
We're no longer slaves of sin.
我们唯有靠着耶稣基督，我们可以过着一个有意义的人生。
And only through Jesus Christ we can live a life that's meaningful.
我们靠着耶稣基督，我们的生命就有了盼望。
And through Jesus Christ, we have a life of hope.
我们在困难的当中，我们可以依靠耶稣基督。
And he is our dependable rock in the time of difficulty.
我们可以从耶稣基督里面得到安慰。
And we can draw comfort from him as well.
我们可以从耶稣基督里面得到帮助。
And we can seek help from him.
耶稣基督和我们不同。
Now, Jesus is different from us.
他是完全的神。
He is totally God.
他是也是完全的人。
But he is also fully human.
他可以有很多很多不同的方式来到这个世界上面。
There were many different ways that he could have chosen to come to this earth.
他来到这个世界，他可以用云降下来到这个世界上，每一个人在地上可以看到他的降临。
He could have come descending in clouds so everybody can look upon him.
他可以突然间出现 在我们的面前。
And he could just appear before us.
但是他没有这样做。
But he didn't.
他选择了一个方式，就是借着母腹诞生在这个世界上。
Instead, he chose to be born through a woman.
他以人的样式来到这个世界上。
He came to the world just like a man did, would.
他有血肉的身体。
He was built with a body of blood and flesh.
他也曾经经过了魔鬼撒旦的试探。
And he went through temptation by the devil.
他和人一样有感情。
And he has emotion just like ordinary human.
他曾经哭过。
He wept.
他也会发怒。
And he could also be angry.
他在受审判的时候，他在上十字架的时候，他会流血，他会疼痛。
And when he was flogged during the trial, and when he was nailed to the cross, he hurt and he bled.
因为这一切，他体验到人的软弱。
Through all these, he experienced the weakness of man.
他怜悯人的处境。
So he has mercy on them.
因为 他曾经经历过肉身的痛苦，所以他明白你我所面对的一切。
He understands all that we face because he has gone through all the sufferings that a man go through.
我们可以毫无惧怕的、毫无畏缩的来到他的面前，把我们的困难带到他的面前。
So we can come boldly before him to bring him all our cares and anxieties.
弟兄姐妹和朋友，你在走这条人生道路的时候是不是很不容易？
Brothers, sisters and friends, do you find the life difficult?
我们都有我们软弱的地方。
We all have our weakness.
我们都有我们的困难，我们的问题。
Our problems and our predicaments.
我们的主耶稣基督和我们一样。
But our Lord Jesus Christ had gone through all these like us.
他曾经经历过我们在世界上成长的痛苦。
He has gone through the growing pains like we did.
他也经历到我们肉身的痛苦。
He has gone through physical sufferings like we have.
我们有问题，我们有困难的时候，我们可以来到耶稣的面前求告他。
So when we are facing difficulties, we can come before Him to seek His help.
他垂听我们每个人在他面前的祈求和祷告。
He hears all our prayers.
第三点，耶稣是完全的人，也是完全的神。
But as far as he is fully human, he is also fully God.
他名称为全人的神。
So his name is also Mighty God.
他有神的属性，也有人的属性。
Well, he has the attribute of man. He also has all the attributes of God.
腓立比书第二章第六到第八节说，他本有神的形象。
So Philippians 2:6-8 says this: Who, being in very nature of God,
不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
反倒虚己去了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，重新顺服，以至于且死在十字架上。
And being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death.Even death on the cross.
耶稣基督在创世之前就已经有了。
Jesus Christ was present even before the foundation of the world.
因为他是在永恒的里面。
Because he lived in eternity.
他是自由拥有的神。
He is an everlasting God.
他是满有能力的神，满有权柄的神。
He was Almighty God, full of power.
啊，天地都属于他。
And heaven and earth belongs to him.
万物都在他的掌权之下。
Everything was under his rule.
各位，我们所相信的耶稣基督是蛮有能力、蛮有权柄的。
And this Jesus Christ that we believe is full of might and full of power.
是全能的。
Is Almighty.
任何事情在他的手上是凡事都能。
There's nothing impossible for him.
他曾经是使水变成酒。
He had turned water into wine.
他曾经以五个饼两条鱼喂饱了五千人。
He fed 5,000 with five loaves and two fish.
他曾经一病赶鬼。
He cast out demons and cured diseases.
他曾经使死人复活。
And he raised people from the dead.
他是这样的一位神。
He is such a God.
他是全能的神。
He is omnipotent God.
弟兄姐妹，他是一位值得我们相信的神。
He is God worthy of our belief.
你愿意不愿意来到他的面前来相信和接纳他？
Will you be willing to come before him and believe?
神能够处理你，帮助你所面对的各样困难。
God can take care of all the problems that you face.
耶稣基督为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross for our sin.
他被埋葬了。
He was buried.
第三天，他从死里复活。
And rose again on third day.
他的复活显明了神的大能大力。
And his resurrection proved the power of God.
他的大能显明了神的全能。
And that resurrection proved the Almighty.
他是得胜的主。
He is a victorious Lord.
他是胜过死亡的主。
He has overcome death.
我们所相信的耶稣基督是又真又活的神。
So this Jesus Christ we believe is living.
我们所相信的耶稣基督不是死的神。
It's not a dead person.
复活后的耶稣基督已经升天了。
The resurrected Christ has already ascended to heaven.
他在天上掌管完全。
And he continued to reign in heaven.
他看顾我们每个人的需要。
And he looked after all our needs.
他垂听我们每个人在他面前的祈求和祷告。
And he hears all the prayers that we submit before him.
他聆听我们每个人在心内心深处的声音。
And he listened to the smallest whisper that we have in the bottom of our heart.
他明白你的痛苦。
He understands your pain.
他爱你是何等的深刻。
And how much he loves you.
他曾经说过这样的一句话。
This is what he said.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。
For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
你们中间谁有儿子求饼方给他石头呢？
Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone?
求鱼方给他石呢？
Or if he asks for fish, will give him a snake?
你们虽然不好钱，可知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
If you then, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
哦，弟兄姐妹，这位神是值得我们信靠的，让我们来到他的面前信靠他。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, this God is worthy of our trust, so let us come before him to receive him.
第四点，耶稣的名字是永在的父。
The fourth name for Jesus is Everlasting Father.
他是在永恒的里面。
He lived in eternity.
他也是你我永恒里面的父亲。
And he is the father of you and me in the realm of eternity.
耶稣是宇宙万物的创造者。
He is the creator of the universe.
宇宙万物都是在被造他之前，他已经存在了。
He was there even before everything in the universe was created.
因为他在永恒的里面。
Because he lived in eternity.
我们人活着有一个，我们人活着啊。跟他不一样。
We live in a different realm.
因为我们活在一个有限的时间和空间里面。
We live in a realm of finite space and time.
这是因为我们犯罪的缘故。
And that's because of our sin.
当亚当夏娃犯罪之前，他们与神之间的关系是很密切的关系。
Our ancestor Adam and Eve, before they sinned, they lived in close relationship with God. They lived in eternity with God. They could enjoy the presence of God. And then after the sins, Adam and Eve was cast out of the Garden of Eden.
罪使他没有办法再享受过去和神在永恒里面那一种的密切关系。
It's sin that kept them from enjoying the same close relationship with God.
他们要活在一个有限的时间和空间里面。
So they now live in a finite space and time.
他们面对着罪所带给他们的咒诅。
They also suffer the curse of sin.
他们要劳苦来养生。
They have to work very hard to survive.
他们的妇女要面对着生产的苦楚。
And women have to suffer through the pain of labor.
随着年龄的增长，体力也会消退。
And their strength will diminish as we grow older.
人要克服病痛。
And we have to face illness.
人要面对死亡。
And ultimately death.
人是有限的。
Men are limited.
有限的人只能认识这位无限的神呢。
How can a finite man know the infinite God?
有限的人只能与这位无限的神建立关系呢。
How can finite man establish relationship with the infinite God?
除非神自己主动的启示他给我们认识。
The only possible way is for God to reveal himself to us.
神主动的降世为人，人才能够和神沟通。
So God came down to earth to communicate with people.
神创造这宇宙万物。
God created the universe.
人是神所造的。
Including people.
我们是神的儿女。
We are his children.
耶稣基督的名称为永在的父。
So Jesus Christ is called the everlasting father.
表示了他在永恒的里面。
Which means that he lives in eternity.
永在的父表示了耶稣基督是我们天上的父亲。
And it means that he is our heavenly father.
神要我们和他重新建立关系，重新和好。
God wants us to be reconciled with him and reestablish a relationship with him.
那在永恒里面的新天新地是神为人类所预备的永恒家园。
And the eternal home for people God has prepared in the new heaven and new earth.
人要如何进入那永恒的家园呢？
But how can man enter that eternal home?
约翰福音三章三到五节说，耶稣回答说，我实在实实在在的告诉你们。
In John 3 through 5, Jesus said,I tell you the truth.
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
No one sees the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
尼哥底母说，人已经老了，怎如何能重生呢？
How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked.
岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born again.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit.
我们要重生。
We must be born again.
我们老我的生命，那犯罪的生命要死去。
Our old self, the sinful self, must die.
要和耶稣基督同钉在十字架上。
That old self must be nailed on the cross with Jesus Christ.
旧的生命已经死了。
And with this old self dead.
新的生命和耶稣基督从死里复活。
Our new life will rise along with Jesus Christ.
复活的我是一个新造的我。
The resurrected self is a new creation.
复活的我是全新的一个我。
Is a totally new creature.
那是一个重生的生命。
That is a resurrected life.
只有耶稣基督才是一条通往永恒的道路。
Only Jesus Christ is our way to eternity.
约翰福音十四章六节说，
John 14:6，
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. Nobody can go to the Father except through me.
没有任何的方式可以使我们到永恒里面去和神同在。
There's no other way for us to get to eternity to be with God.
我们根本没有办法做善事到永恒里面去。
Not through good deeds.
我们不能够靠做任何的宗教到永恒里面去。
Not even through religious deeds.
只有耶稣基督的死和复活。
It's only through the death and resurrection of Christ.
约翰福音三章十六节这样说。
John 3:16 says.
神爱世人。
For God so loved the world.
神就将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
各位朋友，永恒的家园是为你为我预备的。
Friends, the eternal home is prepared for you and for me.
这门是敞开给你的。
The door is open for you.
耶稣基督是我们天上的父亲。
Jesus Christ is our Heavenly Father.
他伸出那慈爱的双手，在等待着你进入家园里面去。
He's opened his arms to welcome you to enter this eternal home.
你肯不肯来到他的面前，来相信他呢？
Are you willing to come before him to receive him?
神说, 叫一切信他的不知灭亡反得永生。
God says, whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
相信耶稣基督是唯一通往永恒的大道。
Believing in Christ is the only way to reach eternity.
约翰福音一章十二节说, 凡接待他的就是信他名的人, 他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
John 1:12, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
我们要接待耶稣基督进入我们的生命里面。
We need to invite Jesus Christ to enter our life.
过去的我, 过去的我是旧的我。
The old self is the old creation.
是我必须要和耶稣基督同钉在十字架上。
And that must be nailed to the cross with Jesus Christ.
过去的我是以我为中心。
The old self is the one that lives a self-centered life.
现在的我要把耶稣基督接待进入我的生命里面。
The new self has to invite Jesus Christ into the life.
让耶稣基督成为我们生命的主人。
And let him be our Lord.
我的一切由耶稣基督来掌管。
And let him rule my life.
我的生命在耶稣基督的手上。
And my life is in his hands.
他铺平我前面的道路。
And he prepared a way for me.
我们所拥有的是属于耶稣基督的。
Everything I own belongs to Jesus Christ.
我的道路, 我的生命是耶稣基督为我预备的。
My future way and my life is prepared for me.
我活着不是为了我自己。
I no longer live for myself.
我是为耶稣基督而活。
But live for Jesus Christ.
这就是接待的意思。
This is what it means to receive him.
就是 这边这一节也说到就是信他名的人。
And means those who believe in his name.
我相信耶稣基督是神。
I believe Jesus Christ is God.
我相信他降世为人是为着他爱我的缘故。
I believe that he came down to earth is because his love for me.
我相信他为我的罪死在十字架上。
And I believe his death is for my sin.
如果我们肯这样做的话, 神说他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
If we do that, God will give the right for us to become children of God. And when God gives us the right, we become children of God.
各位人生的意义不是在地上争取权柄。
Dear brothers and sisters, friends, the meaning of life is not to grab more power on earth.
人生的意义不是在地上争取地位,
or to get prominence on earth.
是不是在地上争取金钱,
or to get more wealth.
人生的意义乃是在这个短暂的人生里面预备那永恒的将来。
But to prepare for our eternal future in this very brief life.
神要赐给你一个有意义的人生。
God will give you a meaningful life.
你肯不肯?
Are you willing?
你肯不肯就来到神的面前?
Are you willing to come before him?
第五点就是耶稣基督的最后一个名字是和平的君。
The last of the five names for Jesus Christ, Prince of Peace.
耶稣是一国之君。
He is the King of a Kingdom.
他将生命赐，他将平安赐给我们。
He give us peace.
这个是世人可以从他那边得到平安。
So people can receive peace from him.
这是一个战乱的世界。
This is a troublesome world.
这个世界民工大命。
This world is featured with people warring against each other.
这个世界是国攻打国。
And nations warring against each other.
人所需要的竟是从神那边而来的平安。
What people need is the peace that comes from God.
人类的罪使我们在动乱中生活。
But the sin of people causes us to live in turmoil.
我们是活在一个不平安的世界里面。
we live in a world full of conflict.
耶稣来到这个世界是为了解决人的罪。
So Jesus came to give a solution for people's sin.
人类的希望是来到神的面前，把我们的罪完全和耶稣基督同钉死在十字架上。
Our only hope is to have all our sin nailed on the cross with Jesus Christ.
美国的过去是一个以基督教建国的一个国家。
The past of United States was a nation that was built upon the principle of Christianity.
过去的总统他们都遵守圣经的原则。
In the old times, the presidents always lived by the principle of the Bible.
可是像他们现在慢慢的远离了神。
But that's getting away from us.
我深深的相信，中国的希望是人民都来到神的面前，领受神的救赎恩典。
And I fully believe that the future hope for China is for people of China to come before God to receive His grace.
如果把中国的人民都来到神的面前来相信神的话，中国是有福的。
If Chinese will come before God to receive His grace, then China will become a blessed nation.
我们要为着中国祷告。
We need to pray for China.
一个国家如果是以圣经为原则的话，
If a nation is built upon the biblical principles,
这个国家是蒙福的一个国家。
It will be a blessed nation.
同样的，一个家庭都归向神的话，这个家庭是蒙福的一个家庭。
Similarly, if a family is built on biblical principle, that would also be a blessed family.
这是一个属灵的原则。
This is a spiritual principle.
这是多年我所看到的一个很重要的属灵的原则。
It's a principle that I've observed through many years.
1914年第一次世界大战的时候，德国军队、英国军队跟法国军队互相的对垒。
In 1914, during the World War I, the German soldiers, English soldiers, and French soldiers were fighting against each other on the battlefield.
在那一年12月24号的晚上，
But on Christmas Eve that year,
英国的战场上有人就树立起一个牌子，这个牌子写着圣诞快乐。
A banner was raised on the British side of the battlefield that says Merry Christmas.
过后在战场上那个晚上就从四面八方传来了圣诞的歌曲。
So that night, Christmas carols were sung all over the battlefield.
一直到天亮的时候，刚好就是圣诞日。
So when dawn break, it was Christmas morning.
英国的军人、德国的军人跟法国的军人都来到一个没有人的地带。
Soldiers from all three countries gathered in an open field.
他们没有打仗。
Instead of fighting,
他们彼此聚在一起聊天喝茶。
And they gather to have tea and chatted together.
他们互相交换礼物。
They even exchanged Christmas gifts.
最后，他们甚至在这个场地里面举行了一场的足球赛。
And they even ended the day with a soccer match.
各位，耶稣基督是和平之君。
Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace.
他将他的平安赐给我们。
He gave us peace. His peace.
耶稣曾经说过。
Jesus said,
我留下平安给你们。
Peace I leave with you.
我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不是世人所赐的。
My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives.
你们的心，你不要忧愁。
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
也不要胆怯。
And do not be afraid.
我们都很盼望我们过着一个平静安稳的生活。
We all hope for a life that's peaceful.
真正的平安是心灵里面的平安。
But true peace rests in your heart.
在星期五的晚上。
On Friday night.
有一件事情大家都知道的。
And you probably have all heard the shocking news.
一个年轻的枪手进入一间学校。
A young gunman walked into an elementary school.
他向着孩子跟老师开枪。
He shot many children and teachers.
死了二十几个人。
Close to 30 people were killed.
在当中有一个很动人的故事。
But there was very moving story.
就是讲到这个27岁的少女，她是那学校的老师。
This 27-year-old young lady, one of the teacher in the school.
她知道枪手进到校园里面去的时候，她就把她的学生们、小孩子们就关在一个储藏室里面。
So he, in her classroom, there were many students. She got them all into a closet.
他自己独自一个人面对着枪手。
He faced the gunman alone.
他被枪手打死。
She was shot dead.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督来到这个世界上。
Jesus Christ came to this world.
他来就是要带给我们平安。
He came to bring us peace.
他牺牲了他自己。
He sacrificed himself.
他为着你，为着我，死在十字架上。
He died on the cross for you and for me.
他要我们得到的就是平安。
What he wanted us to receive is peace.
就像这个少女一样。
Just like this young lady.
她宁可牺牲她自己。
She would sacrifice herself.
为了救她的小孩，她的学校里面的孩子们。
To save the lives of others.
以赛亚书五十三章第五节说，因他受的刑罚。
Isaiah 53 says, for his wounds we were healed.
我们得到平安。
And yeah, we were healed.
五十三章第五节。
Yeah, so Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgression, he was crushed for our iniquities.And by his wounds we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。对，他已经我们的灵医生已经练出来。
Yeah.
神说他留下平安给我们。
God said, "He peace he left with us."
在约翰福音第四章二十七节这样说。
John 14:27.
16. 对的。十六章三十三节说
John 16:33
我将这些知识告诉你们
I have told you these things
是要叫你们在我里面有平安
So that in me you may have peace
在世上你们有苦难
In this world you will have trouble
但你们可以放心
But take heart I have overcome the world
我已经胜了世界
I have overcome the world.
神已经胜了世界。
God has overcome the world.
这是我们值得我们感谢赞美神。
This is something worthy of our praise and thanksgiving.
神胜了世界，我们靠着耶稣基督，我们也可以得胜。
God has overcome the world, then through the power of Christ, we can too.
在这个圣诞的假期期间。
In this time of Christmas celebration,
当耶稣基督赐下平安给我们在座的每一位
May his peace be with each and every one of us.
更重要的是我们的内心里面有主耶稣基督
And even more importantly, that he is in our heart.
我们有主耶稣基督在我的里面，我们才有真正的平安。
And true peace only comes from having Jesus Christ in our heart.
人类真正的盼望就是来领受耶稣基督的救赎恩典。
And the true hope of human race is in receiving the salvation from Jesus Christ.
如果世界上每个人都归在神的归在神的爱里面，都接受耶稣基督，都相信耶稣基督的话，这个世界就有平安。
If everyone will surrender to the love and grace of God and receive Jesus Christ, true peace will come to this world.
在这里邀请所有在我们当中还没有相信耶稣基督的人，你们能够来到神的面前，来领受这个救赎的恩典。
I would like to invite everyone who do not yet have not yet received Jesus Christ as your Savior to come before and receive Him.
你愿意不愿意做这样的一个决定？
Are you willing to make this decision?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
那我们安静在我们的面前啊，我们安静在神的面前。
Let us quiet our heart before God.
让神向你说话。
Let God speak to you.
耶稣基督爱你。
Jesus Christ loves you.
他为你的罪来到这个世界上。
He came for your sin.
到最后为你的罪死在十字架上。
And he died for your sin.
目的就是为要赐给你平安和喜乐。
In order to bring you peace and joy.
他要你成为神的儿女。
He wants you to become children of God.
让你能够真正的享受在地上天上的喜乐。
So that you can experience the heavenly joy.
你可以进到永恒里面去。
You can enter into his presence.
让我们安静在神的面前。
Let us quiet before God.
如果你神有感动的话，你愿意来相信和接纳耶稣基督为你个人的救主和生命的主。
If God has so moved in your heart to receive Him as your Savior and personal Lord,
我要为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
如果你愿意相信和接纳耶稣基督的话，你可以在你的位置上面稍微举起手。
If you are willing, raise your hands while remain seated.
我为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
有没有人
？Anyone?
我们不勉强你。
We're not forcing anybody.
如果你现在还不能够做决定的话
，If you're not ready for a decision,
你可以个别来找我或者找师母。
You can come and see me or my wife privately.
我们都很愿意跟你坐下来聊。
And we're more than delighted to talk with you.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们恳求主你来带领我们。
Lord, we just beseech you to come lead us.
带领我们在这个圣诞的节的期间，我们能够有主你的平安。
And so that in this time of Christmas, we can have the peace that only you can give.
你是赐平安的神。
You are the peace giver.
主啊，我们为着在座的每一位还没有相信主、还没有接纳主的朋友，我们交在主你的面前。
I submit all those who have not known you yet before you.
让你来用你的爱呼召他们。
Call them with your love.
让他们能够来相信和接纳你为他们。个人的救主和生命的主。
And let them receive you and believe in you to be their Lord and Savior.
我们这样的祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.